ours to protect on Beat.
We all know the phrase reduce, reuse, recycle, but what about repair? Rather than replacing a broken item that could end up in landfill eventually, repair and reuse is a small but meaningful step toward a more sustainable future. Actions can come in many forms, and if we all change the smallest thing, we can make a huge difference.
In terms of climate action, sometimes people could feel a little bit overwhelmed in terms of the size of the problem, but it's important to remember that all of us can play a part in relation to climate action, whether that's food waste prevention or looking at our energy efficiency. But repair is another element of that.
That's Fiona McCool, Secretary of Sustainable Enniscorthy, a voluntary group made up of those with an environmental background and wanting to contribute to helping the community in Wexford take practical actions. She says they promote repairing broken items rather than dumping them.
If you think about, you know, just even everything that would be around you now as you're kind of listening to this in your home or at work, it's made of stuff. So whether that's wood or metal, glass or plastics, those are resources that have been taken, natural resources or man-made resources. The whole idea is that through repair is you're keeping the value of products and you're keeping the value of materials in the economy for as long as possible. And that's about a circular economy.
Fiona says fostering a culture of repair can reduce the pressure on our limited resources, contributing to a more sustainable and stable economy.
If you repair something, you hold on to it for longer. You haven't consumed a new product. You've kept the value of that product in the economy for longer. So all of the resources that would go into making something new, transporting it, bringing it to the market and consuming it are reduced because you're keeping and holding on to that and, you know, holding on to the value of that product that you've had for longer.
Repairing items can also be more cost-effective than buying new ones. But where to find these tradespeople? Well, a national online directory has got you sorted. RepairMyStuff.ie has hundreds of authorised repair professionals across Ireland who can repair everything from watches to washing machines and mowers to mobile phones. The directory aims to make the whole process of repair and reuse easier by connecting consumers with repair businesses.
Currently, people register on the website, they state their business and their repair categories. We then proof them in relation that the contact details are correct, and then we add them to our database.
Niall Malone is from the Environmental Department of Monaghan County Council, who spearheaded the initiative that is also operated by local authorities, with Monaghan the lead authority on the project.
Repair My Stuff website was a local authority initiative led by Monaghan County Council, came together to develop a database of repair providers. These local authorities already had their own directories prior to this, but in a paper format. Niall O'Connor at the time led the project out and proposed making the directory a national and online facility. So the 10 environmental awareness officers, using their local knowledge, were able to amass a database of 700 repair businesses covering a wide range of categories, including computer and phone repair, shoe repair, sports equipment repair, household appliance repair, musical instrument repair, as well as a host of other items.
Every person in Ireland produces nearly 600 kilos of waste each per year, the sixth highest in the EU. For household electronic waste alone, we generate 19 kilos per person. So if you've got something that has seen better days and you've considered getting a new one, go to repairmystuff.ie. You can search the website by category to find repair businesses in your area, as well as the business's website and contact details. Fiona McCool from Sustainable Enniscorthy says the local group in Wexford are hosting repair projects in the coming weeks and months. A Know Your Sewing Machine course and a basic alterations workshop where you can learn to carry out minor fixes on your own clothes, like shortening a hem or replacing a zip. They're hosting a repair cafe where you bring your own damaged goods, from clothes to electronics to furniture and more, to be fixed, or you can volunteer your repair skills. For more information, check out sustainableenniscorthy.com or contact your local authority to find out about climate action groups working in your area. Fiona had this to say: if you are prone to replacing something that's broken,
just consider repair before you buy new. Just consider that. Always stop and think, is there an opportunity for me to repair? Sometimes there won't be. Use that resource, repair my stuff. Sometimes it's word of mouth. There are always a number of repairers in every town. Like, we're quite lucky in Enniscorthy because we've got a cobbler, we've got sewing repair business, we've got a number of businesses that do gadget repair and phone repair. I know not every town has that, but just, I think, become more aware before you buy new.
Hours to Protect is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.